Okay, Daf Ayin Vav, Tuesday's Daf, and we begin the sixth parak, HaSeicher Es HaUmnin. As we learn through this parak, one thing to keep in mind is the relationship between any employer and employee. One might wonder, what's the difference between any hischayvus? I can be mechayev myself to pay you $100. So is there a different relationship between my employee, or is it just another flavor of hischayvus? And I think that chakira might help clarify some of the issues that we're going to be discussing. So the Mishnah says, HaSeicher Es HaUmnin V'Hitu Zeh Es Zeh. One of them fooled the other one, and it's a little unclear who's fooling who. Is the Baal Bayis fooling the Uman, or is one Uman fooling the other Uman? So the halacha is Ein Lehem Zeh El Zeh Ela Tarimus. You have no financial claim, you just have complaints because you can't get the money back. So we'll have to see in the Gemara, that's what we're going to spend the rest of the daf on today, who's deceiving who, and then why there is no real financial claim except for Tarimus. Sochar Sachamar Vesakadar, let's say somebody hires a donkey driver or a balagola, Lahavi, Feriferin, which is all the different paraphernalia needed to build a chuppah, or Vechalolim, where he wanted to bring these different musical instruments, like Kala Oyla Mace, either for a chasna or for a levaya. Upayalin lahalais pishtana minamisha, or you hire workers to take the flax out of the water because if you leave it in there too long, it will become ruined. The whole dover sha'ovad. So you hire somebody to do something and it's a potential loss. And the Ritva speaks out that there are different levels of dover sha'ovad, as evidenced by our Mishnah. You can have a dover oven where there's an actual financial loss, like the case of the pishtana minamisha. But you can have also where there's no real loss, but you're losing out on what you want. I want this fancy chup and I want these fancy musical instruments. And by not getting them, am I somehow absorbing a hefzid? Not really, it's just I just didn't get what I asked for. Rabbi Rosner compared it to the Dover Ha'avud of writing down Chidushei Torah during Chol HaMoed, which is mutter. It's a Dover Ha'avud, you're going to lose your Chidushei Torah, you're going to cost you money? No, of course not, but it's you're going to lose it. That's why you're allowed to write it down in Chol HaMoed. And Al Kopanim, any of these Dover Ha'avuds, the Chazr Bohen, and these Payalim, these Umnin rather, went back on their word and didn't do the work. So the halach is, Mokum She'ein Sham Adam, if there's nobody else that you can hire at the same price, Seicher Aleh, and then the Balabayas can now hire workers at a much higher price because he has no choice, and now he can go mun that money from the workers that reneged on the deal because they cost him that hefset. Oy matan, or he can trick those original workers into working for him. We'll have to see what that means. Haseicher es ha'umnin v'chazer bohen. Let's say these guys quit in the middle of the day. They don't finish the job. So yodom al ha'tachtayna. They get paid, but they get paid in the worst way for them. Yodai al ha'tachtayna. And Rashi explains that since there's two ways to pay off somebody's half-finished job, either you prorate him against the amount of work that he did, or you pay him the entire amount of money minus whatever the employer now is to pay somebody else to finish the job that you're not finishing. And those two ways, one might be more than the other, and the idea is that it's yodai al tachtaina, that the lesser of the amount is what you pay the worker who reneged in the middle of the day. Moving over to Amud Aleph, im bal habayis chayzer bay, let's say the employer renegs and says, forget it, I don't want you to finish the job, then yodai al tachtaina. Then he pays the worker, but the yodai al tachtaina klapi the bal habayis. It's his fault. Kol mishana yodai al tachtaina, someone who's mishana from what the job exactly was, he doesn't do what he was told, then his yodai al tachtaina, v'chol chayzer bay, yodai al tachtaina, we'll see in the Gemara what the cases are. Zok the Gemara, chazru ze baze like tani. The mission didn't have a lashon that they were chayzer one to another. Elahitu zez, that's an interesting lashon. They fooled each other. De ato payel mahadad. It sounds a lot like the lashon is not that the balabayas fooled the workers or the worker fooled the balabayas, but rather the workers fooled each other. So hechidami, what's the case that there's going to be ena elatarimus if the workers are fooling each other? So I believe we're going to give four different suggestions what that case might be. De omar le balabayas zil oigerli payelim. The balabayas tells a shliach, if you will, this agent, to go hire workers for me. Go to the parking lot of Home Depot, pick up a bunch of Mexicans looking for some work, and bring them back here to do my gardening. That was the instruction that he gave this shliach. Now this shliach went and hired the workers in a deceiving way. What's going on? Hey, chidami. If we're talking about the balabayas, then I'll pay him a rate of $4. But now this shliach went and told them, guys, I got work for you, and the balabayas is going to pay you $3. So frak the gemara, tarimus mayavidate. What is their tarimus? The workers heard the price of $3, and they were maskim. So the fact that they could have gotten $4, it's pashut that they only get to have the $3. They shouldn't even have tarimus. But now let's say the case was that really the balabayas only said, I'm going to pay these workers $3. And now the shliach went ahead and said, oh, the Baal Bayis is going to pay $4. So hey chidami. And then the shliach went and said, you're going to get paid $4. So hey chidami, let's clarify that. If the shliach is being makabel to pay that extra dollar, so nosav l'hu midideh, then Itaka has to pay that extra fourth dollar out of his own pocket. Did Tanya, because we know, if you hire a worker to do a job in your own field, and then when telling the worker, the shliach shows the chaver's work, so nosav l'schar mishalim,
same.
So the one who instructed the work has to pay the worker in full. And then afterwards, the employer goes and just gets the compensation for the hana that he received. But you see that the one who gave the instruction is mechuyev to pay that bigger amount of money. So the Gemara is asking, our Mishnah can't be talking about a case where the shliach promised to pay more than what the Baal HaBayis said, because in that case, the workers can actually get that promised amount of money. And the Mishnah says it's only going to be tarimus and not the actual money. And for the Gemara, leitzricha, damar luchus charchem al Baal HaBayis. What we're talking about is when the shliach said that, don't worry, the Baal HaBayis is going to pay you more money. So here, these poelim are going to be messed up because they're going to run to the Baal HaBayis, and the Baal HaBayis never promised more than three. He didn't say four. So you can't get that four. So they only have tarimus. For the Gemara, v'lechzi poelim hechi mitagre. Well, why don't we just see what the normal going rate is? If it's normally four, then pay them four. If it's three, then they get three. The Gemara, leitzricha dikum de mitagre barba. Some pay four, some pay three. It's basically in that range. To Amri Leis, so now these workers have a taina to the shliach. Ilav to Amrit Lan Barbo. Had you not told us four, which was a good rate, Tachinin Metagrin Barbo, we could have found other employers to hire us at four, because that is within the range of normal payments. So that's the pshat in their Tyremus. Iboyesema, another pshat. Hachaba Balabayas Askinan. These workers are not just only employees, they are owners of their own fields. So they have a bigger taina because they didn't work at the best rate for themselves. To Amri Leis, because they can say now to the shliach, he loved Amr Lan Barboy. Had you not told us four, Havazila Bamilsa Li Itagure. We would have never been maskim to work for three because it's bizyonis for us to work for so little. We are more chush of a mention because we're our own landowners. Ibayasema, a third mahalach, Li Ailam Poyalin Askinan. We're talking about regular workers who are not landowners and they're not balabata. But what's their taina? To Amri Le, they can tell the shliach, Kivin to Amr Lan Barboy, since you told us four, so Tachin and Vavdinan Lach Avidosa Shafirta. We worked harder. We did the kind of superior work that would actually get us four. So, affecting Mara, well, if they did that kind of work, let's take a look at their work. If they taka did work that's worth four, then they should taka get paid for it. Which the Gemara says, Barifka, they're just digging a hole. When you're digging a hole, you don't get to have four because there's nothing fancy about the hole. So the Gemara, that's not true. Rifka Nami made the yada. You can have fancy holes. Let's if it's a higher quality hole. To which the Gemara says, no, Demalia Maya, Volo Yadia. Right now, you can't just look into the hole, because if you look at the hole, you see it's full of water and you can't tell the quality of how the hole was dug. This Gemara is establishing what we know already, which is whenever you have a Metzias and you could just for emphor the Metzias, you don't have a halachic shayla at all. Just see what it is. This is the Ramban in the beginning of Elu Treifa speaks out this kind of an idea. For all those sugis that are figuring out what's a treifa and what's not a treifa, why don't we just take a look at the animal and see if it survives 24 hours when it has this kind of an ailment? And the Ramban goes to explain that you're right. If that would be the case in Enachanami, we would have no shaila. It's because there's a gray area to determine what would be the treifa or not. The same thing here also. If you could just take a look at the whole, we have no shaila. Iboyesema, another pshat. Really, do amrle balabayas barba. Really, the pshat is the balabayas actually told the shliach to pay them four. And the shliach told these guys they're only going to get paid three. Udika amrit sover vekibel. And this that we had a kasha that, what do you mean? They heard three and they were makabel. No, do amrle, they still have a tarumus because leslach al timna toiv mi balov. Pasuk and Mishle says you're not supposed to hold this toiv from the people who are supposed to get it. So they have tarumus. We were going to get paid more money and you, Mr. Shliach, didn't give us that opportunity. Rashi points out that this pasuk is in Mishle. It's a little strange why Rashi needs to tell us where the pasuk is. Rav Pinchas Gross wants to suggest that because since there's no Shenamar or there's no reference to a pasuk in the Nusach of the Gemara, it's the derech of Rashi to tell us, you know what, folks, this is a pasuk and not just an expression. There's an important line from the Rush to know in Siman Aleph that Lamaisa, when this shliach that we keep referring to changes what the amount of money that the Baal HaBayis told him, there's a musik here of the bittel of their shlichus. He's no longer an agent of the Baal HaBayis, in which case these poor umnin are no longer have a financial claim against the Baal HaBayis that hired the shliach. So that bitul hashlichus, according to the Rosh, is important to keep in mind. So like the Gemara Pshita, Yomrle Baal HaBayis Piltil Silva Ozel Yehuva Omrle Hu Barbo. The Baal HaBayis said, I'll go hire them for the cheap rate of three, and this shliach went ahead and expanded it to four. And now these workers hearing four, Va'amrle, and now these workers who just heard four, Kemoisha Omer Baal HaBayis, and they respond by saying, okay, whatever the Baal HaBayis says, they think the Baal HaBayis said four, but really they're only getting three. In that case, Da'atayu al Iluya, they're dasit to only be makabel the work that they think are getting four. It's mistaken, but that's what they think. Eli Omerle Baal HaBayis Barbo. Let's say it's the opposite. Let's say the Baal HaBayis was being generous and offered four. Vazel Yehu, and what did the Shliach do? Omer Lubatilson, he went down to three. The Amri, and what did the workers say? Kamash Omer Baal HaBayis. All right, we'll go with what the Baal HaBayis said. And remember, they only heard three. So, my, what's going to be the halacha? Adibura Dide Kosamchi. Are they relying on the Shliach's word? The Amri Le, Mehemet Lon, Dehochi Omer Baal HaBayis. We trust you that this is what the Baal HaBayis said, in which case they're only going to get three because that's what they heard and that's what they were makabel. Dilma Adibura de Baal HaBayis Kosamchi. They're only being makabel with the Baal HaBayis said. The Baal HaBayis Afanemis said it was going to be four. So maybe the umnin should be now justified in getting four from the Baal HaBayis. So Toshma, let's bring a raya from Gittin. Havei li giti. If a woman says to a guy to bring me my get, Now we know there's a musig of a shleich l'kabbalah and a shleich l'haylacha. The husband can send the get with a shleich l'haylacha, and the isha can send a shleich to be makabal the get, but they can't do the opposite. The man can't send a shleich to be makabal a get, and the woman can't send a shleich to deliver the get. So if the woman sends the shleich to her husband, what she's doing is she's saying that if someone would see her husband, ask him to send the get, and therefore the husband should now make this guy into a shleich l'haylacha. So that's what the woman is saying. Havoli giti tells the shleich, go bring my get to me. Ve'ishtecha amra hiskabali giti. What happened was this shleich went ahead and changed it and said hiskabali giti. He changed the lashon. V'hu amar helech kamash amar. And what did the husband say? All right, do what she said. Ask me a shaila. What does that mean? Whose nusach are we going to go with? Amar of Nachman, amar Rabba baravu, amar Rav. Afilu higia get liyada inim agoreshes. It doesn't work because you were never a man of the shleich properly. Shamas minei da dibur di dekosamach. Must be that the husband is listening to the lashon of the shleich and not whatever the woman said behind it. Disal kataita chatibur di dekosamach. If you're telling me that he's being samach on her actual words, so mechimata gita liyada miyat tiskarish. Once the get reaches her hands, at least at that point, she should have a gerushin. So the same thing, lecher we could bring a raya that the poelim are listening to the actual nusach of what the shliach is saying. And therefore, they only get the three. Omer of Ashi, turning over to Amid Beis, hachi hashta. It's not a tzushtel from Gittin. Because bishlami I itmar ipcha, if the opposite would have been, meaning if Rav Nachman would have been talking about a case where the wife said to somebody, hiskabali gitti, the ishtecha omra, hove li gitti, the hu omer helich kamasha omra, the omer of Nachman omer rabba baravua, mishiyagia getliad amigureshes. So therefore, there is an actual divorce happening, alma adibura didaka somach. So then you could bring a raya from there that were being soimach on her actual words, because there's an actual gerushin. Or inami mishigia get liyadam igoreshes. Or if Rav Nachman would have said once the get reaches her hand, she's going to be divorced because alma adibur didei kosamach, that the husband's going to be relying on the shliach's words. But either way, there's an actual gerushin taking place. Elohasam, but the case that Rav Nachman was actually talking about, the reason why the get's not going to work has nothing to do with what the husband was mechavin for. It's mishum da'okr shliach l'chusa l'gamri. It's because the shliach messed up. And since the shliach was oiker's own shlichus, to amre le shliach l'kabbalah avina, he really said to the husband that I'm going to be a shliach l'kabbalah and l'haylacha l'avina, and therefore there was no more shlichus. And therefore the whole thing is game over. We never get to the point where we can bring a raya whether or not it's adibur adidar didei kasamach. So all the Gemara was doing right now is trying to figure out the hito zeh lazeh, who's fooling who, and we assumed it was one worker fooling another worker. But now we're going to switch it up and now go to the other kind of an idea. Ibai yisema, really the mission is talking about the hito is happening between the Baal Bayis and the yomen. Hai tana chazru nami hito karile. The tana of our Mishnah, when we talk about the word hito, of like deceiving, it's another way of saying chazru, that there was kind of a reneging on the deal. De tanya, we learned in the braisa, asaychar, so umnin, the hito es balabayas, meaning in that context, they reneged on the deal. Oi balabayas hito oi son, or the balabayas backed out of the deal to give the umman the work. Ein lohem ze alze elataremus. So that's the pshat in our Mishnah. We're talking about somebody backing out of the deal, either the balabayas or the umman. So bamedvar mamurim, when do we say that there's only going to be taremus and there's no actual financial claim? Shalai holchu. It's where the workers never showed up to the work lachatchila. Let's say the actual workers went to the job. The donkey drivers went to go schlep the tvua, but they couldn't find any of the tvua. Let's say you hire workers, and it turns out the field was too wet, and therefore they couldn't hoe it properly. So in that case, they showed up to the job, nice and lahen, schar mishalim. The Baal Bayis has to pay their fee for the day. But you can't pay them as if they worked so hard all day, because Lamai said they didn't have to do the job. But they couldn't now get other work, so you have to pay them something. So you pay them, you have to pay them at least the fee to not work. That's if you are working by the day. Taisus says it's lav dafka, they were holchu. As long as they couldn't get other work that day, you're going to have to pay them. But the Ramban, very interestingly over here, says no, it is dafka the holchu. Because the holchu represents a maisa kinyan for a poel. We're used to the idea of having kinyanim to make things chal. So when you hire a day worker, when he goes to the job site, that's his maisa kinyan. His work is his maisa kinyan to get the schusim of the payment. So Zok the Ramban, if the guy shows up to work, you got to pay him. Sure, you don't have to pay him the full amount because he didn't actually do the work, but you have to pay him. As we said, oisim alacha liyayshevu batal. Now, bamed var memurim, let's talk about when there's only going to be a taremus and when you don't have actual any financial claim. Shalai hischilu b'malacha, they haven't started working. Avol hischilu b'malacha, shaman lahen masha asu. Once they really work, you have to actually make a cheshbin to pay them for the work that they did. Ketzad. Kiblu kama liktzar b'shnei sloyim. Let's say the umen accepted to be kaitzer a certain amount of grain for 2 sloyim, 8 dinarim. Katzru chetzia v'inichu chetzia. They did half the job and they left half of it undone. Or beged l'ereg b'shnei sloyim. Let's say you gave this tailor a job to do the job for 2 sloyim and argu chetzia v'inichu chetzia. He only did half of it. Shomen lehenes masha osu. You make a cheshbin for the work that they already did. If they did half the job, they get paid for half the job. Hoya yafa shisha dinarim. Let's say now it goes up in price, and the current price of the labor is worth 60 narim. It'll cost that much more to finish the job. So the nice and lehen sella, the Baal Bayis still gives them 1 sella, which is 40 narim, even though this means means now it's going to cost him more to finish the job. Oy, yigmru molachten v'yitlu shnei sloim. Or if the umnin would rather, they can finish the job and they can collect their whole full wage of getting the other two sloim, v'imsela. And if the work they already did still has the value of a sela, then nice and lahem sela. Then the Baal Bayis gives them one sela. Reb Daisa Omer, a different way to cheshbon it. Shomin lahen masha osid lehe osais. You make a cheshbon how much more work needs to be done, and that amount you can deduct from the pay. So hoy yafesh yishu dinar. Let's say if the current price is to finish the job would be 6 dinarim. Nice and lahem shekel, and the employer gave them a shekel which is worth 2 dinarim. Oy yigmaru malachtan v'yitlu shnei salaim. Or if the umnin would rather, they can finish the job and collect the full 2 salaim, which is going to equal 8 dinarim. Vim sela, and if the current price of that work is only going to be 1 sela, nice and lahem. So we have a machlek, it's tanakam and Rav Daisa how to make the chesh. But pameh devar mamurim, that's b'she'ein davar avud. That's when reneging in the middle of the day doesn't actually kill the process here. Aval b'davar ha'avud, then soicher alehen, the Baal Bayis can hire other workers, even at a much higher cost, because you got to finish the job, oy ma'atan, or he can actually trick those initial umnin into continuing to work for him. Ketzad ma'atan, how do you trick them? Oymer lehen, sela kotatzi lechem. You can say, beforehand, I was kotatzi your fee at 1 sela, bo'u tlushtayim, come back and finish the job and I'll pay you 2 slayim. Of course, he's not going to actually pay them the 2 slayim. Vad kama soicher alehen, and how much can that Baal Bayis spend of that umnin's money that he was going to get to hire other workers to replace the first workers? Ad arba, the chamishim zuz, up to 40 or 50 dinar. The guy's desperate to get the work done, so he can pay an enormous amount of extra money. When does the Baal Bayis have such a schus? Bisman she'ein sham poilim liskar. That's as long as there's no other workers that could be at the regular rate. Havol ye sham poilim liskar. And the original workers who quit in the middle of the day told the Baal Bayis, go hire some of these regular cheaper workers. Then the Baal Bayis can't hire the super expensive workers at the crazy prices and then take that against the money that he was going to pay the original workers. Ein le alehan ela tarimus. In that case, the Baal Bayis only has tarimus. He's got no recourse because he has to get the job done by the cheaper workers. And we're going to stop here, pick it up with Tani Tanakamei d'Rav tomorrow.